Marcel Baraja.
Thank you. I was afraid all the good questions were going to be done, and I wouldn't have anything to answer. Well, my name is Marcel Baraja, and I'm one of the 17 candidates running for mayor. I was the first candidate to put out a comprehensive platform. It's available on my website, www.ramformayor.ca. Thanks, George and Peter, for promoting my vision there. Well, I am a member of OPSIO, a card-holding member, and an affiliate member of NATSIO. Having lived in poverty at one time, I do know the issues that when Edna talks about fuel poverty, being a member of Scouts Canada and promoting the climate challenge, I understand when you say you want to talk about the environment, so I am fully all for that. The struggle that we have in Peel today is, I don't know where to start. When I decided to run for mayor, I actually wanted to run for trustee. And when I went around talking to people, I realized that I could not do anything as a trustee to bring about stuff. The change has to come from the top. And that's where I decided I was going to run for mayor. And anyone here disagrees that we need change in the city? Do we need change in the city?
We need change in the city.
Do we want 4 more years of the same stuff, or do we want a bold new vision? Bold new vision. That's why I'm here. And I urge you to look at my website. It's www.ramformayor.ca, because there you will see the comprehensive platform. And I'll just take the questions and as I'll go, and we'll try and answer them.
Wow. Ram's website really is good. You should have a look at it. I'm going to ask you, Ram, simply because a question that's not on the list.
Sure.
Social services, as you know, is a regional measure. Peel Poverty Action Group is concerned about poor people, it's concerned about homeless people. And they are in evidence in poor credit, in evidence in Ward 7, the Dundas and Confederation Parkway area. And there are some in Streetsville where I live. What would be your plans for taking care of homeless people, bearing in mind that you will be a regional councillor as well as mayor?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. So that's a very important question. The reason we don't address the homelessness and affordable housing issue in Peel is because we don't discuss it. Thanks to your group for putting out that video, it's out there, there's evidence, so we can start talking about this. If we choose not to talk about it, we won't address it. And when you go home today, or when you're going off on Tuesday to work, and you drive through that Tim Hortons there and pick up your coffee, as I do, think about where that person is living. Because there are so many illegal basement apartments in Mississauga that we don't want to talk about, and we don't want to even acknowledge they do exist. So we do need to start bringing out these topics out of the field and say, what is the solution we can put forward as a community? Landlords, I have the experience of delivering Santa Claus fund boxes to huge houses that I said, why am I delivering Santa Claus fund boxes to these houses? And you realize there's a side door that you have to go through to give it to somebody who's living in the basement. Now, these basements are not necessarily safe or standardized. The main issue is twofold. One, the people that live in those basements can't afford to go anywhere else. Two, the person that might have bought their house might have lost a job, as we have been losing so many of them, that they can't afford to continue to pay their mortgage, so they have to rent that big house that they have to survive. So those are issues we need to bring forward. We need to legalize those. We need to give the landlords a time period in which they can adjust to, and maybe a tax break here or an incentive there, so that they will standardize it, and that's where we need to go with that.
Thank you, Ron. Can I ask you a